Advice pertaining to women. Question. If the husband divorces his wife, what should she do? Answer. She should live with her parents. If it is not possible, she should take a house on rent in the neighborhood of her in-laws, parents, etc., and live there by leading a self-controlled and virtuous life. She should devote herself to the performance of her duty and to adoration and devotion to God. She should sustain her life by whatsoever she receives from her father or in-laws. If she has no money or support, she should start any handicraft such as spinning, sewing, and knitting, etc. at home in order to maintain herself. Though such work involves difficulty, yet austerity involves difficulty rather than ease. This sort of austerity will enhance spiritual vigor and purify the heart. Her parents, brothers, and their wives should pay special attention to her in order to rear her, because it involves great virtue, as the sister or the daughter is an idol of righteousness. In Ramcharitmanas, Lord Rama declares that in adversity a person should be loved 100 times more. Ramcharitmanas, Kishkindha Kand. So, these words should be translated into practice in the case of a sister or a daughter. If they cannot do so, she should think, "Will God, who brings up even beasts and birds, not bring me up? How can I remain an orphan in the presence of God, who is the master of all?" By holding this view firmly, by depending on God, she should remain free from fear, sorrow, worry, and doubt. There was a widow who had nothing. Her in-laws grabbed even her ornaments. She said, "I am not worried at all, because I have 2 hands to fill in 1 empty belly. Girls should learn spinning, sewing, knitting, etc., and should receive education. Being married, she should serve her husband to the best of her power, but should depend only on God. It is a fact that her real support is neither her husband, nor son, nor even her body, but only God. So, if her husband divorces her, she should not get perturbed. In this connection, if she has committed an error, she should immediately rectify it. But if she has not committed any error, she should remain fearless. A man feels guilty only when his sentiments and conduct are not good. Otherwise, why should he feel guilty? So, a person having always pure sentiments and conduct should go on worshipping God and should not be worried at all by depending on God. The youths of today should not divorce their wives, as it is a deadly sin and a great injustice, and it leads them to deadly hells.